glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Each and every edition of our program is designed to share some portion of God's Word with all our listeners, and we rejoice that you are listening today. We pray that the songs and the teaching will truly bless your life.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing, only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. Ooh. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Did I live my life for you? Oh Lord, I live my life for you.
When we pick up our Bibles and begin reading from Genesis, it is not long before we find God, the Creator of all, speaking to His creation. Evidently, God chose to visit Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Scripture says that God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Before Eve was deceived by Satan and before she shared the forbidden fruit with her husband, and God came looking for them, calling out, "Where are you?" Adam and Eve had heard God speak. Eve knew how to answer the serpent, who asked her, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Eve said in response, "God did say you must not eat from the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." God had spoken to this first couple. He had shared His will with them. Even before these scenes of man's sins, God had said to Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." God went on to tell them of the trees and plants that he had made and had given to them for their food. God spoke and shared his message to his people. If we continue to read in Genesis and following, we often find God speaking to men. Noah is an example. God instructed him to build an ark. Later on, Abraham received God's word, and he answered God's call by leaving his home and taking his wife, and he then became the father of a great and blessed nation. Then Moses comes on the scene, and God speaks to him from the burning bush on the mountainside. God writes down his Ten Commandments and then has Moses write the law. God spoke to Moses, and through Moses, he guided and directed his people. If we continue to read the scriptures, we find references to God speaking to judges and kings, and then to a very large number of prophets. When God chose to send his son Jesus into the world, John came as the forerunner. He came speaking God's message and calling the people to repent to prepare themselves for the coming of Jesus. And now the stage is set for Jesus to preach and to usher in the new covenant with all of mankind. Let me read the first few verses from the letter of Hebrews. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The writer of this letter exalts Jesus above all others who have shared God's message in the past, and the conclusion is, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. Believing in the necessity of listening to Jesus, God's Son and most honored spokesman, the Hebrew writer asks this rhetorical question: how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? I recall the scene from the mountaintop where Jesus had taken with him Peter, James, and John. The scriptures say that Jesus was transformed before them. Peter made the suggestion to build three altars, one for Jesus, another for Elijah, and then one for Moses, for they were there speaking with Jesus about the coming of his kingdom. And then a cloud covered them, and the voice of God was heard, saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." I share these thoughts with you, hoping that you are not one who is waiting now upon God to speak to you. I'm praying that you are not listening somewhere else for God's will to be revealed other than his word. For the word of God is quite clear that God has already spoken through his son Jesus. We need not wait and long for a new message, another revelation from heaven to fall upon us. Jesus has spoken his message of hope, his offer of grace, his ever-abiding love has been revealed through the New Testament scriptures. We should not be seeking a new message, but rather listening carefully to the message of salvation that has already been given. Let's listen to Jesus. For he said, "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. For I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." He said, "Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Jesus has spoken. He has shared his commands and his will. His salvation is being offered today to all who will hear, who will believe, and who will respond in faithful obedience through confessing him as Lord, repenting of sins, and being baptized for the remission of sin. Jesus has spoken. No one should be listening for some new revelation from him or from another messenger. As the scriptures have instructed, we should be listening carefully to what he has said. May the Lord bless you as you seek to hear the word of God and in it find your hope of salvation through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is Savior. He is the Redeemer. Please, do not neglect so great a salvation.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Nothing I desire compares with you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.